Welcome to The Bookshelf. I'm Chris Messini. Tonight, as restaurants and public gathering places are being closed around the country and performance and literary events are being canceled, we wanted to highlight some of the extraordinary young talent here in the Inland Northwest, which you can enjoy in the comfort and safety of your own home. Poetry Out Loud is a national recitation contest put on by the Poetry Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. High school students from across the country memorize classic and contemporary poems and then compete head-to-head in live events. Mead High School student Jordan Maddox was this year's Washington State champion. She was scheduled to compete at the national competition in Washington, D.C. at the end of April, which has been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. So, as a special showcase, we're going to share a few features from the last 2 years' regional Poetry Out Loud events. Here's my report from the 2020 event, held in Spokane this January. Many high schoolers compete in sports, and others square off in debate or knowledge bowl. But each year, the Downtown Spokane Public Library and Spokane Arts host a more unusual competition for high school students. Host Aileen Cowan Vokes explained the event from the stage on the library's third floor.
Poetry Out Loud is a national recitation competition organized by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation. More than 250,000 students across the country are expected to participate in Poetry Out Loud this year.
That's right, it's a poetry competition. Students representing 6 Eastern Washington high schools had each memorized 2 poems to perform on stage in front of the audience and a panel of judges, including Spokane's Poet Laureate Chris Cook.
We've got judging criteria on our score sheets here, including physical presence, voice and articulation, dramatic appropriateness, evidence of understanding, and an overall performance score. It's run a bit like a poetry slam, which is part of my history with poetry.
Among the evening's competitors was Madeline Luther from Okanagan High School, who last year won not only the Eastern Washington final, but went on to win the Washington State final and received an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. for the national competition. Madeline's coach, Tome George, said that experience has already had an impact on this year's competition.
I noticed that all of their performances were much better, just like, oh, she went to nationals. We can go to nationals. We could do that.
After an overview of the rules, the competition got underway. Students recited poems ranging from early 20th century rhyming verse.
When fishes flew and forests walked and figs grew upon thorn. Some moment when the moon was blood, then surely I was born.
To humorous critiques of modern language and social media.
I'm like so over him, I overhear.
But like, he doesn't get it. Like, you know?
After 2 rounds, a total of 12 poems recited from memory on stage, the judges tallied the scores, announcing that the winners were Jordan Maddox from Mead High School and reigning state champion Madeline Luther. After the cheering subsided, Jordan Maddox told me the key to her success is a love of each poem she learns.
You know, when sometimes you feel like you aren't understood by other people, sometimes you can find a poem that truly speaks to you and feel understood. And one of the poems that I performed tonight was my favorite poem. And so that made it so much easier to go up and to perform something that I had that connection with.
For last year's state champion, Madeline Luther, the thought process was a bit more strategic.
I looked for a little bit more range because I'm really good at doing anger and I'm really good at doing sad, but I don't do a lot of happy or just wholesome poems. I don't, and I'm definitely trying to find softer poems to do and just something that makes people smile more than just sit there and like think about their life and all of the mistakes they've made.
Only Madeline and Jordan will go on to compete at the state level in March. But poetry coach Tome George says the real winners are all the students who participate.
They think it's just about reciting, But it's actually about learning to love poetry by going all the way in on a poem. They go, oh, poetry's kind of cool, you know. So that's where we win.
From the 2020 Eastern Washington Poetry Out Loud Finals, I'm Chris Messini for Spokane Public Radio. This is The Bookshelf from Spokane Public Radio. Tonight, we're sharing a look back at the past 2 years of Poetry Out Loud regional competitions and highlighting the outstanding local students who participated. Here's a look at last year's competition. Thursday night, January 31st, the downtown branch of the Spokane Public Library played host to a regional competition for high school students. But this was no football or basketball game. English teacher Kelly Graham from Liberty Bell High School in Winthrop, Washington, explained the event.
Poetry Out Loud is a national poetry recitation contest put on across the United States. Here in the Eastern Washington, it's coordinated by Spokane Arts, and each school who participates can send a winner from their school on to the regional competition here in Spokane. Winners go on to Tacoma for the state competition, and from there can move on to Washington, D.C. and compete against other states.
In the 2013 competition, Meade High School student Langston Ward went on to win the national championship. But in recent years, the small towns of Okanagan County have distinguished themselves as something of a regional poetry powerhouse. In last year's regional competition, both finalists who moved on to the state finals came from the small county in north central Washington. One reason may be that both the Winthrop Valley Schools and Okanagan High School have hired a poetry performance coach, a local poet and performer named Tome George.
Mattow Arts Alliance is a nonprofit that funds art not only in the Mattow, but in the greater Okanagan Valley. So they're not just dealing with poetry, but fine arts and also performing arts. They have me as an artist in residence doing performance coaching. I come in early into the classroom after they've chosen their poems, but before they've really started their memorization, I have some techniques that help them remember the whole poem and not pieces of the poem. And then as they advance, I can work with them on their presence and the timing, the tempo, all those kind of things.
Of the 8 regional competitors at Thursday's event, 3 hailed from Okanagan County, all coached by Tome George. After an introduction by local poet and MC Aileen Cowan-Vokes, the recitations got underway. Each student recited 2 poems from memory and were judged on 6 criteria: physical presence, voice and articulation, dramatic appropriateness, evidence of understanding, overall performance, and accuracy. The regional judges for Eastern Washington included Spokane Poet Laureate Mark Anderson, young adult author Stephanie Oakes, and Spokane Arts Commissioner E.J. Iannelli. Poems included works by Robert Frost, read by Naomi Hertz from Lakeside High School.
I have been one, acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down Saddest
Lane. Anne Wendell Berry, read by Meade High School's Dominic Srentinovic.
If you are not to become a monster, you must care what they think. If you care what they think, how will you not eat them? And so become a monster of the opposite kind.
One of Tome George's students, Madeline Luther of Okanagan High School, chose to recite All This and More by the contemporary American poet Mary Carr.
The devil's tour of hell did not include a factory line where molten lead spilled into mouths held wide. No electric drill spiraling screws into hands and feet. Nor giant pliers to lower you into simmering vats. Instead, a circle of light opened on your stuffed armchair. whose chintz orchids did not boil and change.
After two rounds, the judges' scores were tabulated and the winners announced. The finalists, chosen to move on to the state competition, were Anna Kolarski from the Oaks Christian Academy in Spokane Valley and Madeline Luther from Okanagan High School. After the awards and applause, I caught up with Madeline Luther, a confident and effusive junior, to ask her secret to success and what it meant to represent her small town.
Well, I have my poetry coach, which is a big help, and I've got two great English teachers. And my dad actually wrote poetry in college, so he's a big help too. It feels really good to be able to say I'm from Okanagan and Okanagan's won twice. Like, it's a big deal because we're such a small school in the middle of nowhere.
Now, it's on to the state finals, which will be held in Tacoma on March 2nd, to see if that Okanagan pride can carry her even further. For Spokane Public Radio, from the Eastern Washington Regional Finals of Poetry Out Loud, I'm Chris Massini. The National Finals of Poetry Out Loud, a poetry recitation contest for high school students, takes place April 30th and May 1st in Washington, D.C. After competitions at both the regional and state levels, just one outstanding student is chosen to represent each state and U.S. territory. For Washington, that student is junior Madeline Luther from the small north central Washington town of Okanagan. I last talked with Madeline after she was one of two finalists from the Eastern Washington Regional Competition in January, which took place here in Spokane. And so I asked her this week to catch me up on what she's been doing since.
I think I actually got rid of one of the poems that I did at regionals, so I had two new poems going into state. I just did a lot of practicing, I guess, after I found the poems. Did them every day over and over until I was happy with them. And then I did them for various town groups. Like I did them for city council and for Chamber of Commerce. And then I got feedback from them. And then I just, went to state.
Organized by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation, Poetry Out Loud requires students to memorize poems selected from their online archive of classic and contemporary texts. From there, competitions are organized at participating high schools before sending competitors on to the regional, state, and national finals. At the national championship, there's serious money on the line. At this year's finals, $50,000 in prizes will be awarded, with the winner taking home $20,000. Scoring guidelines include multiple criteria.
So they judge you on voice and articulation, so just how clearly your words are stated, how loud you are, how quiet you are. Dramatic appropriateness, too, so like if you're acting out the poem on stage, then you get marked down. Yeah, they judge you on just physical presence, how well you know the poem, and how well you can communicate that with the audience.
Beyond those guidelines, I asked Washington's state champion to tell me what she thinks makes a good poetry reading.
You have to know the poem really well. You have to understand what the author of the poem was trying to get across, and then you have to understand what it means to you on a personal level. And then you have to make sure that your audience understands both sides of that. You have to let them know that even though someone else wrote them, they're your words now, that you're making it your own. And obviously you have to have all of the poem memorized. And if you don't, then you make sure the audience doesn't know that.
With all this talk about the proper way to recite a poem, I couldn't let Madeline go without asking her to recite one of the poems in her repertoire. Here's Madeline Luther reciting from memory All This and More by the contemporary American poet Mary Carr.
The Devil's Tour of Hell did not include a factory line where molten lead spilled into mouths held wide. No electric drills spiraling screws into hands and feet. Nor giant pliers to lower you into simmering vats. Instead, a circle of light opened on your stuffed armchair, whose chintz orchids did not boil and change, and the devil adjusted your new spiked antenna, almost delicately, with claws curled and lacquered black before he spread his leather wings to leap into the acid green sky. So your head became a TV hull, a gargoyle mirror, your doppelganger sloppy at the mouth and swollen at the joints enacted your days in sinuous slow motion, your lines delivered with a mocking sneer. Sometimes the frame froze, reversed, began again, the red eyes of a friend you cursed, your girl child cowered behind the drapes, parents alive again and puzzled by this new form. That's why you clawed your way back to this life.
That was Madeline Luther from Okanagan High School reciting All This and More by Mary Carr. Madeline will be representing the state of Washington at this year's Poetry Out Loud National Championships in Washington, D.C., April 30th and May 1st. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. That was my report from the 2019 Poetry Out Loud competition. Because this year's national competition has been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak, we wanted to share some of the outstanding performances from this year's regional event. Here's Washington State's 2020 Poetry Out Loud champion, Jordan Maddox of Meade High School, from the stage at the downtown Spokane Public Library this January.
Art versus Trade by James Weldon Johnson. Trade. Trade versus art. Brain. Brain versus heart. Oh, the earthiness of these hard-hearted times when clinking dollars and jingling dimes drown all the finer music of the soul. Life as an octopus with but this creed, that all the world was made to serve his greed. Trade has spread out his mighty myriad claw and drawn into his foul polluted maw the brightest and the best. Well nigh has he drained dry the sacred fount of truth, and if forsooth he has left yet some struggling streams from it to go, he has so contaminated their flow. That truth, scarce is it true. Poor art, with struggling gasp, lies strangled, dying in his mighty grasp. He locks his grimy fingers about her snowy throat so tender. Is there no power to rescue her, protect, defend her? Shall art be left to perish? Shall all the images her shrines cherish be left to this iconoclast, to vulgar trade? Oh, that mankind had less of brain and more of heart. Oh, that the world had less of trade and more of art. Then would there be less grinding down the poor. Then would men learn to love each other more. For trade stalks like a giant through the land, bearing aloft the rich in his high hand. While down beneath his mighty ponderous tread, he crushes those who cry for daily bread. It Couldn't Be Done by Edgar Albert Guest. Somebody said that it couldn't be done. But he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't. But he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face.
If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed. Oh, you'll never do that. At least, no one ever has done it. But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just starting to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it.
Now, here's last year's Washington State Poetry Out Loud champion, Madeline Luther.
Propositions by Stephen Dunn. Anyone who begins a sentence with, "In all honesty," is about to tell a lie. Anyone who says, "This is how I feel," had better love form more than disclosure. Same for anyone who thinks he thinks well because he had a thought. If you say you're ugly to an ugly person, no credit for honesty, which must always be a discovery, an act that qualifies as an achievement. If you persist, you're just a cruel bastard. A pig without a mirror, somebody who hasn't examined himself enough. A hesitation hints at an attempt to be honest, suggests a difficulty is present. A good sentence needs a clause, or two interruptions set off by commas, evidence of a slowing down, a rethinking. Before I asked my wife to marry me, I told her I'd never be fully honest. No one, she said, had ever said that to her. I was trying to be radically honest, I said. But in fact, had another motive. A claim without a but in it is at best only half true. In all honesty, I was asking in advance to be forgiven. Ecology by Jack Collum. Surrounded by bone, surrounded by cells, by rings of hell, by hair. Surrounded by air is a thing. Surrounded by silhouette, by honey wet bees, yet by skeletons of trees. Surrounded by actual, yes. For practical purposes, people. Surrounded by surreal popcorn. Surrounded by the reborn. Surrender in the center to surroundings. Oh, surrender forever, never. End her. Let her blend around. Surrender to the surroundings that surround the tender end of surrender. That tumble through the tumbling. To that blue that curls around the crumbling. To that. The blue that rumbles under the sun. Bounding the pearl that we walk on, talk on, we can chalk that up to experience. Sensing the brown here, that's blue now, a drop of water. Surrounding a cow that's black and white, the warbling Blackburnian twitter, that's machining midnight orange in the light, that's glittering in the light green visible wind. That's the ticket to the tunnel through the thicket. That's a cricket's funnel of music to correct and pick it out. From under the wing that whirls up, over, and out.
You've been listening to The Bookshelf from Spokane Public Radio. To listen back to this and other past episodes, subscribe to The Bookshelf podcast or find us at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thanks for listening.